Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right, or sitting there at your computer and going, oh crap, I didn't know she was coming on. Quickly, change this patient. Yep, sorry, it is time for the Dr. Dahlia Show, and we are live today, so don't be going, you know what, it's a replay, she won't care if I turn it off. I will turn it off because I could tell. I could see if you guys are turning it off. So yes, Dr. Dahlia Show time. You guys, you snooze, you lose. Got a lot to talk about, but before we talk about anything, I got to eat something because I am hungry. I don't know if it's all this Blue Bell, you know, news, you know, the Blue Bell ice creamery. I guess they call it a creamery. I call it an ice cream plant, but I guess it's called a creamery, which either makes it sound more delicious or gross. Apparently, they've been in the news because they're laying off a third of their workers. After those series of listeria illnesses, where I believe three died and hundreds others were afflicted with listeria, unfortunately, the ice cream maker now has to lay off 37% of its 4,000 employee workforce. So the company's production plants in Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas have been closed since Blue Bell had to issue a full recall in April. It shows, you know, when we talk about recalls of foods or recalls of things, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, I don't even eat this stuff. Why do I care? Well, it all ends up trickling down to all of us because we hate to see companies go under and have to or get hit and have to lay off employees. I don't know how listeria got. I think there was a case of even a tooth. Somebody's dad was eating into his ice cream cone, and there was a tooth in there with some dried blood in it. And I guess Blue Bell offered him a couple free half gallons. I don't really remember what happened in that case. But, I mean, you know, they definitely have their fair share of problems. Unfortunately, it comes down to people losing their job. But, you know, seeing all these reports on ice cream is, I guess, making me hungry, and I don't even like ice cream. So I found this article here, interesting article, from Fox News saying 11 reasons you're always hungry, okay? And I think this is good because a lot of us, we gain weight not because of what we eat, but because of how often we are eating. You know, I always feel like I got to munch on something, especially after playing Candy Crush. So first, it could be because you're dehydrated. Remember I told you guys when I did Weight Watchers back in the 80s, they said you need to drink about 8 to 10 glasses of water a day because water filled you up. Well, also, if you're dehydrated, that's going to make you hungry. Apparently, the hypothalamus is the part of the brain that regulates appetite and thirst. When you start to get dehydration, the hypothalamus is like, wait a second. You know how many times we've been thirsty, but then we'll go for food? It's because the hypothalamus is getting all freaked out. They're like, you know what? Maybe, you know, you on your own aren't going to go have water, but you eat something salty. Maybe you'll turn around and finally get some fluids in. So make sure you're not dehydrated. Some of us are real crappy sleepers or very restless sleepers. If you're a restless sleeper, then you start to get these levels of ghrelin. I can't pronounce the sucker. G-H-R-E-L-I-N. It's a hormone. Listen, I don't have to know what this is because I don't even think I learned about this one in medical school because it wasn't even discovered yet. So cut me some slack. But I do know leptin, and I can pronounce that one, so there. So you get these surging levels of hormone called ghrelin and leptin. And these hormones start to go a little off. And you, unfortunately, if you have more leptin, you feel hungry, you feel full. But if you have less leptin, you feel hungry. So if it disrupts these hormones, then you start to get cravings. And a lot of times what you crave are carbs. So make sure you get about 7 to 8, 9 hours of sleep at night. Okay, now, a lot of times we'll eat some candy, we'll eat some carbs, and then we get even more hungry. Absolutely. When you burn up those simple carbs, what my theory that I've told you guys is your body shoots out insulin because it's like, whoa, Nelly, this is really sugary. So you just swallow that Krispy Kreme donut. By the way, I don't understand how Krispy Kreme goes down 7.5 bites quicker than any other donut. I don't understand what they do to make it that way, but you can eat a Krispy Kreme donut in one flippin' bite. It blows my mind. Well, your body's insulin has shot out, and the insulin's like, wait a second, all right, where's more food? Okay, you got this, I get it, but where's the rest of the food? And so now you start to get hypoglycemic because you have all this insulin. It's like all dressed up and nowhere to go. Same thing. So the insulin's all ready to go. Causes fluctuations, a fast, speedy metabolism of a glucose load makes you more hungry, which is why we recommend you go to apples and almonds and nuts and more complex, more difficult foods to burn through, okay? They also recommend, if you're a stress case, okay, you will have cravings for Rocky Road. Rocky Road is, by the way, one of my favorite ice creams, as long as I can put strawberry or raspberry topping on it and load it up with some M&Ms and chocolate sprinklies. But if you're stressed, then your adrenaline and your cortisol kicks in. And cortisol can also make you feel hungry. So try not to stress, de-stress, quit your job, I don't know. If you drink a lot of alcohol, a lot of people are like, I'm not hungry, I'll drink alcohol. But then when they drink alcohol, they get hungry. Why? They're getting dehydrated. Sometimes, again, your body thinks it needs water. Instead, you reach for food. Sometimes you're like, I want to get the taste of the alcohol out of my mouth. So then you eat, and you eat something, you want to get the taste of that out of your mouth with the alcohol. And it can be a vicious cycle. So alcohol can make you more hungry. A lot of us are trying to become vegetarian, but doing it incorrectly. We had a patient yesterday who said she was trying to be vegetarian, and she got dizzy. Well, she got dizzy because she wasn't taking in enough protein. You could be vegetarian and still take in protein. And unfortunately, she got dizzy and she went back to the meat. Make sure you have good protein. Okay? Eggs have protein, Greek yogurt, certain whole grains, and of course, lean meat for those of you that can, or fish, etc. Sometimes if you're not eating enough fat, sometimes you need just a light mix of fat, like from avocado. Avocado is good fat, nuts and seeds. Quit skipping meals. Quit watching TV that have all these like luscious foods on there. Eat your food slow. You got to chew at least 100 chews if you can. And then certain medicines make you hungry as well. Whew. Didn't think I was going to teach you something, but I did. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to, I think it's Ben working the dials. Who's over there right now? Jordan, no! Get Ben! I'm joking. Jordan rocks. Is that Jordan? Jordan, work with the dials, you rock. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Okay, I'll be nice. B.B. King has died, and we are finding out from the coroner that not only was type 2 diabetes, but apparently he had a series of mini strokes. B.B. King, the king of soul, lived in Las Vegas, where I live, And, many of us had B.B. King sightings and would run into him, and he was the sweetest thing ever. And so talented. You cannot listen to B.B. King and not just be enthralled in the blues and the jazz and what he brought to our music culture. His physician, Dr. Darren Brimhall, and Clark County Coroner John Fuddenberg said that B.B. King's cause of death was multi-infarct dementia, also known as vascular dementia, which is a condition caused by a series of small strokes. Brimhall attributed King's strokes to his musician's chronic diabetes. He was 89 years old at the time when he passed, and diabetes does put you at risk for multi-infarct dementia. Many of my family members that had diabetes and were lucky to live long enough to the age where they got dementia got multi-infarct dementia, even though they were inappropriately diagnosed as having Alzheimer's, which wasn't the case. Multi-infarct dementia is where you start lacking little flows of blood to parts of the brain. And you end up over a series of time not having that part of the matter of the brain work. Unfortunately, it could be extremely disabling. It's a shame. But we could definitely say that heaven is a lot more soulful now with B.B. King up there. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting email. I really can't read it all on air, but I think you guys are going to get the point. Initials BG. Doc, I've been fired by 5 different doctors this year and last year, and no one will tell me why. Doctors are a bunch of blank, 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 and I hope Obamacare destroys you all. Selfish, blank, blank, blank. Okay. I wanted to read this because I really want to be able to read what he wrote on air. I would love to if I would have gotten in trouble because those blanks were really descriptive. And I wish I knew your name. I don't like seeing initials, even though I understand why you give us initials. And a lot of emails have initials, so I can't figure out your name, which is fine. You deserve some anonymity. I can't even say anonymity. But if you've been fired by at least 5 different doctors this year, and that's an email you write to a doctor, I think it's a no-brainer. Okay? I'm not surprised, buddy. Let's just call you buddy for BG, buddy. Some of you guys have told me that you've been fired by your doctor and you don't understand why. They won't tell you why. We've talked about the number one or the multiple reasons why people get fired from their doctor, okay? Number one reason is they don't take your insurance anymore, okay? Maybe they're on the insurance and they get told that as of June 1st or December 1st, they're not going to be able to be providers. So they start telling people, no, we're not providers. You then go to another doctor, and that staff has no idea of the changeover. They're like, yeah, absolutely, we take the insurance. Come on in. You start seeing them, and then you find out, well, they're not taking your insurance also. So not a doctor not being on the insurance or being kicked off the insurance company or them taking themselves off the insurance company or just contracts not being renewed, that's very, very common. Okay, and the discharge letters sometimes will go into that detail, and sometimes they won't. It's just a form letter saying this office can no longer be your primary care provider. You could get your medical records. You could, we're here to help you in the next 20, 30 days, whatever. Okay, the next reason, and a very, very common reason, is you're not paying your bills. I don't think that's BG's case because I don't think 5 doctors in 1 year is long enough to be that outstanding in medical bills. Unless, okay, your medical records followed you. And this is something as a patient you guys need to realize, okay? I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor on radio. I'm a doctor on TV, but I'm also supposed to be your advocate, and I'm supposed to help you, and I want to help you, and I want you guys to become better patients, and I want you to get the care that you need, because I realize our healthcare system is not perfect, and it really got worse over the last few years. So, when you get these letters where the doctor doesn't go into too much detail, and it's actually kind of encouraged for us not to, when I had a patient who grabbed grabbed my boob. I was not going to put that in writing. Even though the family wanted to know why I discharged him and why I'm not taking care of him anymore. What, I'm supposed to tell the wife what happened? I called up the medical board and they were like, well, you don't necessarily have to go into detail. As long as your discharge letter gives them ample time to be taken care of and transfer care, and so we did it, you know. I mean, I'm not going to cause a divorce or whatever. And I really didn't want to make it a federal case. It's embarrassing. And it was stupid. And the guy's an idiot, for doing it. But what if I had that in the note? Okay, and, somebody else gets his records and all over is like, this man did this to me. You could then possibly get fired from the next doctor when they see that. You know, I still contemplated how much further I should go with that because I didn't want him doing that to another doctor. But it's one of those things where I was contemplating reporting it or not. And it was so sly and subtle. It wasn't like it was assault, but it wasn't like somebody who I thought was going to go out there and assault. I think this guy was kind of creepy and it was a more personal type of assault where I didn't think I had to report him to the police, but I still go back and forth going, should I? Because I want to make sure I protect others. But moving on, you're not going to get details all the time with these discharge letters. And many doctors, they don't want to go in and hash it out. Well, you didn't pay your bill. You didn't want to pay your bill. And then the insurance, they're like, you know what? It's not worth the $22. Just go. And so, unfortunately, sometimes letters happen because of that. And then another very, very common reason is staff not liking you, okay? If the staff is having issues with you or, and this is also important, a family member, all right? A lot of times, it's not you. I can't tell you how many real nice patients, real good patients, real good people were patients of mine, but we could not deal with the wife. The wife would call and be mean and harass. And, I have to protect my staff. So when my staff come up and say, look, I don't know what to do. She's cussing. She's yelling. She's threatening. And I don't know what to do with Mrs. Smith. And she's not even a patient. It's Mr. Smith. Well, sometimes we have a discussion with Mr. Smith, if Mrs. Smith ever allows us to get through to Mr. Smith. But if that doesn't happen and the staff don't want to make another call to such a violently harassing person, they get discharged. I mean, I'm just telling you guys what the behind the scenes is so you understand. Now, some of you are like, wait, I've been discharged by my doctor. It had nothing to do with the bill. It had nothing to do with my attitude. It had nothing to do with any of that. Well, then the next common reason is a non-compliance. Okay? I can't tell you how many my patients said they were fired for being late to the office, for missing one appointment, for not following instructions. And it blew my mind because years ago, you wanted to have a good amount of patience. Patience is what paid your bill. Patience is what made you very successful, and a busy practice and a successful practice meant lots of patients. Things are very different now, okay? The doctors don't have a problem getting patients. They have more patients than they know what to do with, which means if they're going to have somebody that is not going to follow their instructions and, work with their health and help the help maintain their diabetes or their blood pressure, many doctors are turning around going, you know, what the heck with this? It doesn't look like I'm helping your diabetes anyway. And, you know, unfortunately, I had a conversation with a patient where they just never could follow up with me. And their sugars were always 300-400. And I'm like, I got to get you to a doctor. All right, at risk of my losing that part of the income, I need to get you to a doctor that you can see. Somebody closer to you, maybe somebody open on weekends. I'm open on Saturday. Maybe you need somebody open on a Sunday. I don't know, but I'm not helping you, and I got to get you to somebody who will. And sometimes that happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A quick question. Do any of you guys have your pets on antidepressants? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Because I guess I'm hearing a number that 80% of our animals have some sort of an issue with mood, or anxiety and separation anxiety. And I guess a lot of dogs that are on Prozac seem to be doing better. They're more optimistic. They're, and this is dogs. I have a dog and I have three cats. And the cats are, their head cases in and of themselves. But if I was going to give Prozac, it wouldn't be to my dog. I got a yellow lab, and the lab is just always in a good mood. You know, he's got hip dysplasia, and he's not in any pain. But, you know, he does have, you know, a little trouble, you know, moving his tushy up the stairs. And he really gets beat up on by the cat who yells at him for eating, you know, their cat food. But he just kind of looks at the cat happy. You know, like, oh, I'm good. You know. Okay, whereas my cat, I got three cats, but one, Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo is the only one I would probably give an antidepressant to. Because Shaky Boo is just a real, he's mean. He's grumpy. You guys have seen him on Facebook. When he logs on to Facebook, OMG, he rips me a new one. I am crying by the time he gets done. He doesn't like my singing. He doesn't like my radio show. He doesn't like what I feed him. You know, maybe once in a while, he'll give me a purr, but that's about it. But I guess our animals, a lot of times, need certain, things to kind of help them with the anxiety that they have. And separation anxiety is big. You know, I mean, I leave my dog and I leave my cats and I go to work and then I come home, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours later. And yeah, you know, I all give them lovey-dovey and I give them kisses and I rub their tummy. But then I got things to do. I just got home. And they're happy and you know they're happy. Okay, and even Shaky Boo. You know, every now and then I'll see him clean himself going, well, you know what, all right, I'll make sure I'm appropriate because Dolly's home. But, they don't like being away from us. And long periods of separation from their owners could cause hyperactivity, obsessive compulsive behavior, and anxiety. Now, I'm not a big fan of throwing anybody or any puppy or cat on an antidepressant, but I gotta tell you, man, Shaky Boo will pee up the house when he's in a bad mood. Have any of you guys ever needed to use antidepressants or medications such as this on your animals? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Somebody had emailed me a couple days ago about Xanax or Valium for the dog. Now, again, I'm not a veterinarian, and we do have anxiolytics for animals before they go on a flight, but I would say do not give them your medication ever. Do not give doggies or kitties your medication. You take them to the vet. The vet will then decide what they're going to prescribe, what their livers can handle, what their kidneys can handle, and the dose that they can handle. You know, will my cat, you know, go pee-pee house less if I medicate him? Possibly. Some people go like, oh, maybe he has a bladder infection. He doesn't have a bladder infection. He's just being a real jerk. All right, let me see. Talk about a dog, Lexi, getting a Prozac. Lexi's now happy. More pets on antidepressants. And, yep, there we go. All right, that's fine. Okay. Oh, here's a report by the People's Dispensary for Sick Animals. Previously found that more than a quarter of dog owners leave their pet alone in the house for 5 hours or more during a weekday, and about 250,000 dogs are never walked. This leads to serious behavioral problems. But you see, here's my problem. Okay, if you're not walking the dog and if you're not spending time with the dog, I still don't like the idea of just giving the dog a pill. You know, I like the idea of you having somebody that can walk the dog, that can play with the dog and take the dog. You know, we had gotten a second dog for the first dog so they could play and run around together in the backyard and in the house when we weren't home. And that second dog tore the place up. And then we had to give the dog away to somebody that didn't care that everything was getting torn up. But she would tear stuff up or she would unbury the, go under the gate. and then run around the neighborhood and then come home all happy and look at what I did. So she just, I mean, you know, they want to play. And I'm like, you know what? She needs to be in a family and a home where she could play. Because otherwise she's running around the neighborhood and she's running around the yard and she's going pee-pee house and the cat's going pee-pee house. And I'm gonna be the one that needs the Prozac later. So, you know, make sure when you bring your dog or cat into the vet and they get their routine exam, talk to them about if they need anything for their moots. You know, when an animal gets depressed, you know, a lot of times they can isolate themselves or they just sit there and they lay listless and they look sad. You know, and they're like, you know, or again, they go pee-pee house. And, or they do kind of reckless behavior. Sometimes Shake goes after the other cats when he's mean. You know, I get him a toy, like with some catnip, and that's the worst thing to give a cat, the catnip, because it's a depressed cat, because then he gets all, you know what, I'm just going to medicate him. Anyway, when you give him catnip, he then starts to get very aggressive and he starts to have sex with the other cats. And, you know, the girl cats are like, oh, no, you know, no, I'm not that kind of girl. Even though they lie around, you know, on their backs, right, and you know, flaunt themselves at Shaky Boo all the time. And I've had the, you know, Quippy and the Hoochie Mama talk with them multiple times. But, you know, he gets very aggressive. He got depressed because Shake and Bake, remember Bake? Bake died when all those animals were dying from the canned food. And so Bake dies, and now he doesn't have his brother, who, by the way, he was trying to have sex with also. Shake would also try to have sex with his brother. So that obviously caused some issues. Maybe I need to take him to a therapist. But he's happy. He's happy when he gets to go pee-pee all over the place. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Today is Armed Forces Day. For any of you who have answered the call to serve, can I just say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. President Harry S. Truman led the effort to establish this holiday for citizens to come together and thank our military members for their patriotic service and support of our country. Back in August 31, 1949, Secretary of Defense Lewis Johnson announced the creation of Armed Forces Day to replace the separate Army Day, Navy Day, Marine Corps Day, Air Force Day. So this single day stemmed from the unification of the armed forces under the Department of Defense. It's a great day, May 16th, 2015. And again, for those of you who served, I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you. We got some breaking news on Amtrak derailment. Apparently, they think that something hit the train prior to it derailing, because it looks like there's a break in the glass where the driver, the engineer, the conductor is. And we're getting a report that a passenger traveling along the same route the night that the Amtrak train derailed said that an object has hit his train as well, shattering the window. Now, 8 people were killed in this accident, multiple people injured. And even though we heard that the train was going, you know, 105 miles an hour, 55 miles an hour faster than it was supposed to, if somebody was sitting there throwing stuff at the trains, I mean, we are talking major blow. I mean, you could see the glass shattered, but it's a very, very localized place. And this happened on other trains that night. Oh, boy. All right. That, so the investigation is obviously continuing. And as we get more information, we will, too. But this report that something might have hit the train prior to this happening leaves a lot of unanswered questions. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart. Heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Jordan working the dials and GCN Communications making this show happen coast to coast, actually country to country. So high blood pressure and sleeping poorly. We know you got to get good sleep to help keep your blood pressure in check, right? All right. But what about too much sleep? If you have too much sleep, could that hurt? Well, apparently we have a story, which is kind of like the Goldilocks. Okay. It can't be too hot. It can't be too cold. It has to be just right. Well, they say people with high blood pressure who sleep for less than 5 hours or more than 8 hours a night have a significantly higher stroke risk than those who get the 7 or 8 hours of sleep. The research looked at over 200,000 subjects, concluded that less than 5 hours sleep a night increases your risk of getting a stroke by 83%, but sleeping for more than 8 hours increases your risk by 74%. Now, I know I tell you guys to sleep 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. I don't get 9 hours of sleep. I mean, if I'm lucky, I fall asleep by about 11, 12 o'clock, and then I'm usually up at 5, 6 o'clock, and that really stinks. Now, thank God my blood pressure is good, but I'm definitely not doing myself any favors with that sort of schedule. But what I do try to do is take multiple naps, you know, in between patients, on the weekends, and I really don't get a nap in between patients, although some of my patients will go on and on and on about their copay and Obamacare, and I'm like, I'm with you, man, I'm gonna fall asleep. But we're talking about it in one stretch. The research looked at over 200,000 subjects, concluded that less than 5 hours sleep a night increases your risk of getting a stroke by 83% while sleeping for more than 8 hours. Oh, I already said that. You see what happens? Yeah, I'm repeating myself. Dr. Oluwasun Akinzi and his team from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City were due to present their findings at the American Society of Hypertension's annual meeting. So for those of you going, wait a second. Okay, I want to know about the study. I want to know more than go to the American Society of Hypertension's annual meeting. He said he was surprised, especially with the individuals reporting insufficient sleep, because most studies have shown that if you have an increase in the chance of stroke, but with a short sleep, but they were shocked that larger sleep or longer sleep could cause stroke. You know what? I bet you guys are falling asleep with me talking about this story, so why don't we just move on? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, the FDA has warnings now on a newer class of diabetes that we use for type 2 diabetes. The FDA has warned that a widely used class of type 2 diabetes sold by AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and Eli Lilly in partnership with Boehringer Ingelheim, I should be able to pronounce that after all these years, but I apologize, may cause dangerously high levels of blood acids that could require hospitalization, talking about ketoacidosis. Now, the drugs belong to this class known as the SGLT2 inhibitors. And what they do is they work by causing blood sugar to be secreted in the urine. These include Farxiga, Invokana, and Jardiance. Now, these medications have been actually groundbreaking in that many of you that cannot take too much glucophage or metformin because it bothers your tummy or it bothers your kidneys, this could be a nice adjunct to your treatment. Some of you can't take glyburide or glipizide, basically glyburide, glipizide, the sulfonylureas, because they cause your blood pressure to drop so low. Some of you guys don't take Actos because you're worried about what happened with Avandia and some of the cardiovascular issues of its sister medication had. Even though we're still seeing, you know, good diabetes data on Actos, some people are concerned and their doctors don't use Actos on them. Also, Actos causes weight gain. Many of you don't want to take insulin because of the weight gain as well. And then you have the Januvia and the Onglyza. And these medications are weight neutral, which is nice. But some of you with liver issues or pancreas issues sometimes don't get prescribed these. So here we add a new class of medicine, these SGLT2. And what they do is they basically make your kidneys do a little bit more work. Of course, not to be taken in patients that have kidney issues. And so it's a nice class. It is. And we've seen some very good data. However, according to the FDA, they are warning on its website that these medicines could lead to ketoacidosis, which is a very serious condition where the body produces high levels of blood acids called ketones. The FDA said its adverse event reporting system database identified 20 cases of acidosis reported as diabetic ketoacidosis, ketosis, in people that had SGLT2 inhibitors between March 2013 and June 2014. They said all patients required emergency room visits and hospitalization to treat the condition. So any sort of abnormal symptoms that you start to feel, fatigue, dizziness, maybe you smell more fruity, the urine starts to smell. Ketones have a smell a lot of times, but not always. Very easy for us to check your ketones. If you're on that medication, you should be watched pretty closely. I usually recommend still watching the kidneys, watching your blood sugar, and watching the urine, and we could also check for ketones there. So, interesting thing. I have not seen a patient on these medications, which that does happen, but again, the FDA is adding that warning. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fox News is reporting 6 over-the-counter children's remedies that could be dangerous. Now, many of you have been very, very frustrated with the fact that a lot of the kids' medicine is harder to get and the directions aren't very clear. Well, you're right, and we've definitely had to kind of reinvent how we treat children with over-the-counter medications. So you got antihistamines, and you have decongestants, and then there's these eye drops that are little vasoconstrictors to help with itchy eyes. Be very, very careful with any of these in kids. What we usually recommend is some saline nasal spray or saline drops for infants. Sometimes neti pots, eucalyptus oil helps open up the sinuses, etc. But when you do look at antihistamines, please make sure you check with your medical provider for Claritin, Zyrtec, things like that, what the kid's dose could take. The Claritins are real tiny little pills, little pills, all right? But again, there's certain dosings of any of these medications for kids, okay? Many of you love to give your kids Benadryl because it puts them to sleep on the plane and you don't have to deal with them. Again, you don't want to overdo it with the Benadryl. Sunscreen has chemicals in them, and we've been watching the oxybenzone studies that come out on sunscreen, and I usually recommend to give babies or kids zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. They do act as a repellent physical barrier rather than more of a chemical barrier. So we worry that some of these chemicals in sunscreen can actually take the UV rays and enhance the damage done at the skin level. So we're pretty big fans right now of zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Laxatives. They say 30% of children suffer from constipation, according to the American Journal of Gastroenterology. So a lot of parents will go and you know, hit the laxatives. However, even though Senecot and some of these medications out there are available, mineral oil, also used for constipation, I'm not the biggest fan of mineral oil in kids because, again, it could still be pretty caustic to the lining of the bowel. Dr. Howard Barron is a gastroenterologist that I work with very closely out here, and, you know, he helped us with our kids' issues, and, you know, mineral oil was not his favorite in terms of that. Of course, you want to make sure the kids are getting plenty of fluid, make sure there's a lot of water, make sure they're getting vegetables, fruit, beans. Always good to give kids beans. Let them have fun with it. And if they fart, it's okay. Let them. I'd rather they fart. It helps get the stool out. Legumes, whole grains, things like that. But again, run it by your medical provider. Careful with hydrocortisone. A lot of you guys will hit the steroids when kids have burns, etc. I would rather you maybe play around with some baking soda, maybe some tea tree oil, but be very careful if it's an open wound. And then be careful with your cough and cold medicines. All right, guys, don't go away. Actually, we will talk to you back on Monday. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Leave your questions and we'll answer them Monday. Thanks.
You know, take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth.
According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.